just go to the minutes of the last meeting. First of all, in the minutes themselves, are members happy that I sign them as an accurate record of the meeting? Yep, nodding in approval is always good. Okay, thank you.
Proposal and second.
Proposal for that, please. Proposal to accept them. Who's here from last meeting? Are you okay with that? Seconder? Looking around the room, quite a bit of people to work. Well, I can second it anyway, so I'm going to make that. Sorry. There are a couple of items that arise from the minutes. Just want to go and pick them up if you haven't already. At item 4, which was under the CCG report, we said that we would look to review the terms of reference of this board, and that the chairman, chair of policy and scrutiny committee, chief executive of the Isle of Wight Trust and the Isle of Wight CCG would meet together. Catherine has already marked a date in November when we will bring that together. Also, make sure Michelle gets invited in. So that piece of work is, a date has been set, I think it's the 8th of November, but we'll undertake that. So by the next meeting, you will not only have seen some proposed terms of reference, but hopefully the opportunity to have commented on them so that we get a little slip. That was one item I picked up. Under partner updates, we've got a template, and again, I thank partners for the work. From what I've seen of the last bundle, there's a lot of work gone in from various partners, and I'll be very careful I don't not value that. I think the way we're going to move this is we'll get those reports come in. Brian and I, and again, Michelle, as well, will just go through them and pick up the key points. You'll get copies for information, and if there are any actions arising of that, because one or two people have raised some proposals, things they want done, then we'll pick that up and bring them to the board for action with a proposed outcome. So that will deal with those. And the last one was under the Isle of Wight CCG. It was asked that the urgent and emergency care blueprint be presented to this meeting, what's on there, that we talk about and learn the lessons from autism, which I think has been picked up, and that the CCG provides the board with a list of treatments that are no longer commissioned. Now, that list has been circular, has been received. I can make sure, if you haven't already seen it, that you do. It's quite interesting, actually, the things you can't get done anymore. But I think we did say that we would bring that list in, so I cannot make sure. Who else on the board has seen that list? I've had it. You have, don't you? Brian has. So Brian will circulate that to you. I don't intend to spend a lot of time on it. You can't get your varicose veins done now, I know that. There's a list of those things, but it was asked for, and we have got it, so we'll make sure that's circulated to you. I think that's all the points I picked up from the minutes. Do any other members have any points?
I don't, but everybody needs to boot up their microphones, which I haven't seen. Just hold it once, and you'll see, and if it's down by council, otherwise when you do go to speak, it won't boot up.
They've already been booted up.
I think you should have Isle of Wight Council in front of you. If you haven't, then you probably won't. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Declarations of interest. Invite members to declare any interest they might have on matters on the agenda. Are there any declarations of interest that are not already declared?